The time is 5 o'clock. You're listening to Radio 5MBS, Adelaide's leading jazz and blues station, broadcasting on 99.9 FM and streaming on 5MBS.com. Very good evening, everybody, and welcome to Jazz at 5. I'm Graham Elliott, and I'll be with you through until 7 o'clock. Hey, thanks for joining me. Coming up on tonight's show, we've got music from Nina Simone, Kim Purling, Artie Shaw, Dave Brubeck, Blossom Dearie, and we'll also celebrate the birthday of a great saxophonist and probably more well-known as an iconic club, jazz club owner, Ronnie Scott. And also thanks to Reg Mitchell from the movies this afternoon. Let's get us started now with a track from the actor and singer Robert Davi.
You're just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby, amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful.
Wow, indeed. That's a great start to the show. That's Robert Davi, and some of you may know him more as an actor. He was always the bad guy, particularly in the Bond movies. And that's a track called Too Marvellous for Words. It's a Frank Sinatra song, and the music by Richard Whiting, and words by Johnny Mercer. Hey, welcome everybody. Great to have you along with Jazz at 5. I've got some great music lined up for you. Hope you're enjoying your day. Another track now, and this one from Ray Charles, who's going to play the Horace Silver tune, Doodlin'. Thank you. Ray Charles doing a bit of doodling right there. The time is 10 minutes past five, and now a track from the great Nina Simone, not only a great vocalist but an incredible piano player as well, being classically trained. This is from the album Live at the Village Gate, recorded at the Village Gate nightclub in Greenwich Village in 1961. That club actually closed in February 1994, and the ground floor is currently occupied by a pharmacy. Oh, what a waste. The record was critically acclaimed for the rawness of the recording technique, and you can actually hear the crowd chatter and the clatter, as Nina's vocals and piano playing, they really shine through. Here she is with that traditional old song, House of the Rising Sun.
We're going to do a folk song called The House of the Rising Sun. There is a house in New Orleans. They call it the Rising Sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor girl. And me, oh God. If I had only listened to what my mama said, I'd be at home today. But being so young and foolish, my Lord, let a gambling leave me stay. And my sweetheart is a drunkard, Lord. Drinks down in New Orleans. Now the only thing that a drunken man needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he's satisfied, Lord, is when he's on the drum. Somebody go get my baby sister. Tell her to do, never to do what I have done. But shun that house in New Orleans. They call it the Rising Sun. Well, I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost won.
Hi, I'm Louise Messenger from the Boswell Project, and you are listening to 5MBS, Adelaide's number one jazz station.
That great playing was from the Kim Perling Trio, Kim on piano, Tim Bowen on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. Great Adelaide musicians who Kim met during their time at Adelaide University. That was recorded in October 1997, and it's the album Let's Swing. The tune was Sing, Sing a Song. Some great playing there by the Kim Perling Trio.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes.
Hello, I'm John Watts. I want to tell you about my special guest for the last program in this series of Anything Goes. Jane Shoebridge has been an enthusiast and supporter of jazz for many, many years. She is currently Secretary of the South Australian Jazz Archive, is responsible for setting up 6 weekly jazz seminars, and is always in attendance at the Southern Jazz Club. So please join Jane and me next Monday at 5 p.m. here on 5MBS 99.9 FM.
Yes, and John always does a great show, and that should be an interesting one. I had the pleasure of going to one of the SA Jazz Archive seminars just recently with Chris Newman presenting on the structure of music and how the musicians compose and the structure of the chords, etc. Now, not being a total musician myself, you know, I found that very fascinating. So have a look at the South Australian Jazz Archive for some interesting material. The time is 20 minutes past 5. You're on Jazz at 5 with Graham Elliott. Thanks for being with me. I did mention at the top of the program that today marks Ronnie Scott's birthday, and as well as a notable British saxophonist, he's probably more well known for establishing the premier jazz club Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in Soho in London in 1959. Here's one of many well-known artists who have performed there, and it's from a 1966 album Live at Ronnie Scott's, and it's Blossom Dearie at that club with Ellington's Satin Doll.
Cigarette holders, which wig me over my shoulder. He digs me out catting that satin doll. Baby, shall we go out skipping? Careful, amigo, you're flipping. Speaks Latin, that satin doll. He's nobody's fool, so I'm playing it cool as can be. I'll give it a try, but I ain't for no guy catching me. Switcheroonie telephone numbers. Well, you know, doing my rumbas with Uno and that my satin doll. That satin doll. you've been careful, amigo. You're flippin', speaks Latin, that satin doll. He's nobody's fool, so I'm playing it cool as can be. I'll give it a try, but I ain't for no guy catching me. Switcheroonie, telephone number.
They just won't finish, will they? That's the very distinctive voice of Blossom Dearie playing at Ronnie Scott's club, and of course the classic Satin Doll. Coming up next, a track from one of Australia's most enduring jazz groups. Well, actually, they cross over a fair bit too, and that's Galapagos Duck, and this is from their 1977 album and Magnum. This is a medley of tunes, and I'll see if you can pick out the three tunes that are being played.
Thank you.
Yes, that was The Duck, Galapagos Duck. Did you get the three tunes? You might have done, you might not have guessed the first title though. First one was Superstar, then I'm a Woman, and then Feel Like Making Love, all mixed into that nice medley from the Galapagos Duck, 1977. You're listening to 5MBS, 99.9 FM, also streaming live on the web at 5MBS.com, and hi to all our internet listeners. And anytime you want to give feedback or ask any questions, just call us on 8346 2324. That's 8346 2324. We do like to hear feedback. And what do you think? What do you like and what you'd rather not have? And also, if you have any queries about the music and what's being played, we can certainly answer those questions. If you'd rather email, you can contact us on jazz@5mbs.com. Coming up next, a track from the UK jazz and blues singer George Melly. This is from the album Sporting Life, which is just a reissue of the 1973 compilation album The World of George Melly. The track he's going to sing for you is Magnolia.
Take some honey from the bee.
Yeah.
Mix it up with TNT.
But that's explosive.
I know, but that's magnolia. Miss Monroe,
she's got it.
I'm gonna season her with Eartha Kitt.
And what have you got?
What do you have?
We'll have magnolia.
Listen, pal, I can't describe that gal.
Come on, keep on trying.
When I'm done, it's 20-1.
Oh, George, you won't say you're lying. We'll let you have Cleopatra and Camille.
I need some more.
What?
Sex appeal. Make some muffin. What have you got?
Magnolia.
Up in Papa's clothes.
What have you got?
I've got magnolia. Pretty teeth as white as pearls. And a bunch of golden pearls.
And what have you got?
I've got magnolia. Well, the boys will sigh when she passes by.
Oh, how she thrills them.
Her silk clothes are cheap, I suppose.
Hey, but boy, she fills them.
Take Eckberg's eyes, Bottle's lips,
Sheba's smile, Salome's hips.
Mix them all up and what have you got? Magnolia.
Five MBS. That was the saxophonist Frank Morgan with a tune called Grooveyard, which was written by Carl Perkins. Frank's a jazz saxophonist from Minneapolis, and he had a career spanning more than 50 years. Mainly played alto sax, but also dabbled in soprano saxophone as well. He was known as the Charlie Parker successor, and he mainly played bebop and ballads. It's a nice little track called Grooveyard there. Hope you liked it. The time is 19 minutes to 6, and you're on Jazz at 5 with Graham Elliott. Howdy. Now a track from some local boys. They're a fun group, these two, the Fernanda brothers, Steve and Mike, from Adelaide. And you may have seen them on one of those talent shows a few years ago, but they're still going strong and performing around Adelaide. This is from their self-produced, self-titled album, and the song is Rodgers and Hart's Devil May Care.
No cares for me, I'm happy as I can be. I learned to live in the love, devil may care. No cares or woes, whatever comes later goes. That's what I take and I give, devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that she who frets loses the night. For only a fool knows she can hold back the dawn. For she who tries to revise what's past and gone. Live your life today, come baby tomorrow may. Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help if you cry. That's how I live and I die. Devil may care. ¶¶ happy as I can be. I learned to live and to love, devil may care. I've got no cares, no woes. Whatever comes, it later goes. It's what I take and I give, devil may care. When the day is through, you know that I suffer no regrets. I know that she who frets loses the night. For only a fool knows she can't hold back the dawn. For she who tries to revise what's past and gone. Live your life today, come honey, tomorrow may. Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help if you cry. That's how I live and I die. Devil may care, devil may care, devil may care, devil.
Don't miss the fun here at 5MBS on Sunday afternoon, February the 12th. We'll be winding up our three-day membership drive and you're invited to come along and join in the fun. There'll be station tours, treasure stalls, food and drink, and you can record a promo spot for us or even have a neck massage. So win a prize by joining 5MBS or by renewing your membership from Friday the 10th to Sunday the 12th of February. Then come and party with us as a new member of our family on the Sunday. And that's from noon at 4A River Street, High Marsh. We'd love to see you here.
That should be a great function, actually. As Jill said there, 10th to the 12th of February with an open day on the 12th. Come along and join us. There's a lot of stuff that's been planned here, as she mentioned, tours of the station and recording a promo. Come into the studio and actually get your voice to be heard across the radio waves. Food and coffee and tea. We've just been talking to the French chef who's going to make us some beautiful French cakes and savouries. Looking forward to it all. Hope to see you there. That's the 12th of February for our open day. Should be a great day. The time is 14 minutes to 6, and coming up next, this is really interesting. This is an album from the Bassoon Brothers from Oregon in USA. This is a group that began performing on Halloween in 1985, and it's the first and only bassoon section of a major US symphony orchestra to have recorded a CD. I wonder why. They dress and look similar to the Blues Brothers, but have one female member who they call their soul sister. And their mission, apparently, is to attract more players and interest in what is the most versatile and magnificent musical instrument, the bassoon, and the family of oons, encouraging many of you, if possible, to take up what's commonly called the belching bedpost. I love that, the belching bedpost. Here's a track from the 1999 album Wanted, the Bassoon Brothers, and it's called Night Train. See what you think. Thank you. was interesting, wasn't it? If you ever wondered what a chorus of belching bedposts sounded like, there you have it, the Bassoon Brothers. Yes, rather interesting that was. Well, you said you heard it here first on 5MBS. The time is 6:09, and I think I'll roll out the CD of the week now. This is a new one that's just arrived on the desk, and it's from the Melbourne-based saxophonist and composer Andy Sugg. And the album's called Wednesdays at M's, and it's by the Andy Sugg Group. It's recorded in New York City in 2016 with Andy, another Australian, and some homegrown New York musicians. These are all original compositions, and in the group we have Andy on saxophone, Kate Kelsey Sugg, his daughter, on piano, New Yorker Nate Wood on drums, New Yorker Ben Ewson on guitar, and Australian Sean Wayland as well. This is self-produced, this album, and I'm going to play for you a track which is called Rings Around the Moon, and it features Kate Kelsey Sugg on the ethereal vocals and on piano.
Thank you.
As they fade out, that's the Andy Sugg Group and Rings Around the Moon. That's from our CD of the Week, Wednesdays at EMS. That's a very interesting track, that. And if you'd like more information on that, it normally would be on our website under Jazz Blues, but it's not quite there yet. So if you'd like some information, give the station a call during business hours on 8346 2324. And we thank Andy Sugg for sponsoring us and providing that CD to us. The time is 3 minutes to six, and you're listening to 5MBS 99.9 FM, also streaming live on the web at 5MBS.com, and you're with Graham Elliott and Jazz at 5. Thanks for joining me. Great to have your company. If you're wondering what the weather's doing, yes, well, it is getting warmer. Currently, it's still 31 degrees, and tomorrow's forecast goes from a minimum of 17 to a hot 38. Hot and sunny, it says, and then on Monday we go from 28 up to 34 with chances of rain, so it's going to be another one of those muggy days. Never mind, enjoy the great music. And again, I mentioned at the top of the program that it's Ronnie Scott's birthday today. Ronnie born on the 28th of January 1927, passing away in 1996. English jazz tenor saxophonist and, of course, jazz club owner. He began playing in small jazz clubs at the age of 16 and toured and played with many musicians from 1944 to 56. He worked on the line of Queen Mary intermittently from 1946 around to 1950 in order to visit New York City and hear the new jazz music that was emerging. Scott was among the earliest British musicians to be influenced in his playing style by Charlie Parker and other bebop musicians. From 1953 to 56, he led his own nine-piece group and quintet, which featured, among others, Pete King, with whom he later opened his jazz club. His playing was much admired on both sides of the Atlantic. Charles Mingus said of him in 1961, "Of the white boys, Ronnie Scott gets closer to the Negro blues feeling, the way Zoot Sims does." He's perhaps best remembered for co-founding with former tenor sax player Pete King Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club, which opened on the 30th of October in 1959 in a basement at 39 Gerrard Street in London's Soho district, later moving to a larger venue nearby at 47 Frith Street in 1965. After Ronnie's death, Pete King continued to run the club for a further 9 years before selling the club to theatre impresario Sally Green in June 2005. So as a tribute, I'm going to play two tracks from Ronnie. First, from the album Birth of a Legend, covering the 1947 to 53 years, the Ronnie Scott Orchestra, recorded in 1953, and the tune will be Compos Mentos, and then a tune called The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. So let's enjoy some Ronnie Scott saxophone.